This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Sam. This is the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. It's Game 88. I am psyched that you're here. I got some fun rounds for today, but first I gotta give a shout out to Madeline New? Basically Madeline with like three extra O's at the end. Anyway, Madeline, thank you so much. You left me a five-star review on Apple. As I've said many times, leaving those five-star reviews on Apple and Spotify, that's the number one way you can help out this show. Keep motivating me to put out new episodes. Anyway, Madeline wrote, here's the quote, "We are always so excited to catch up on these podcasts during road trips. They're bingeable." Hey, Madeline, I appreciate it. I don't think anyone's ever called me bingeable before, so that's awesome. Just thank you so much. And hey, to everyone else, you write me a five-star review, put it on Apple, I'll give you a shout-out too. I'll give you a shout-out if you email me, if you follow me on social media and say hi, whatever. I like giving shout-outs. That's kind of my thing. But I really appreciate those five-star reviews on Apple. Anyway, I got three rounds for you today. I got short answer chain, I got short answer themes, and I have acrostics. So let's get going. Round number one, short answer chain. You know how this one works. I got 10 short answer items below. These are standalone short answer items, but they do link with the items immediately preceding, as well as the items immediately following, hence the chain. All right, let's do this. Item number one, this Christian pop punk band from Canton, Ohio, achieved mainstream success in the mid-2000s with the singles Be My Escape and Who I Am Hates Who I've Been. All right, number two, introduced in 1955, this brand launched as a low-fat breakfast cereal promoting health and wellness. Popular variations include Chocolatey Delight and Red Berries. All right, item number three. According to a February 2022 article by USA Today, despite only being on the field for approximately 17% of all plays, these players disproportionately account for one of every six concussions in the NFL. Item number four. Written by Trey Parker, Matt Stone, and Pam Brady, this 2004 comedy was criticized by the White House, infuriated Sean Penn, and bewildered Matt Damon. Item number five. This television series has aired since 1989 and was hosted by Tom Bergeron, the show's longest-running host, from 2001 to 2015. Several international versions also exist, including Britain's You've Been Framed, which ran from 1990 to 2022. All right, number six. Premiering in 2000, this internet cartoon introduced a quirky cast of characters, including Strong Bad, The Cheat, as well as other companions. All right, number seven. This Toon Squad member debuted in 1949 and has since been an expert in evading mail order gadgets and contraptions. Number eight. This is a 1957 novel by Jack Kerouac, which follows the characters Sal Paradise and Dean Moriarty. Number nine. This is a funny one. Published in 1963 with the subtitle, The Simplest Seuss for Youngest Use, this book made headlines in 2014 when a patron of the Toronto Public Library complained the book encouraged children to be violent to their fathers, thus recommended its removal, and requested the library pay for damages which resulted from the book's so-called violent message. And number 10. According to the company, a shooting star appears on one in every 4 to 6 wrappers of this candy, which debuted in 1931. While the company is aware of long-standing rumors that finding one of these stars results in free candy, the company denies this was ever an official promotion. All right, pause now if you need more time. We're going to go over those again, but then we're going to give you those answers right away. Let's do this. Number one, this Christian pop-punk band from Canton, Ohio, achieved mainstream success in the mid-2000s with the singles Be My Escape and Who I Am Hates Who I've Been. All right, that was a fun one. Reliant K. All right, number two, introduced in 1955, this brand launched as a low-fat breakfast cereal promoting health and wellness. Popular variations include Chocolatey Delight and Red Berries. All right, I am talking about Special K. Special K connecting with Reliant K. All right, number three, according to a February 2022 article by USA Today, despite only being on the field for approximately 17% of all plays, these players disproportionately account for one of every 6 concussions in the NFL. All right, that would be special teams. Special teams connecting with Special K. Number four, written by Trey Parker, Matt Stone, and Pam Brady, this 2004 comedy was criticized by the White House, infuriated Sean Penn, and bewildered Matt Damon. All right, that is Team America World Police. I found it kind of funny going back and reading Matt Damon's reaction. Obviously, in that movie, Matt Damon was portrayed as someone that was so dumb that he could barely say his own name. And then that would be the only thing he could say is Matt Damon. That was the only thing he said throughout the entire movie. Matt Damon was so confused as to, he didn't get the joke. He saw the humor in it, but he didn't totally get it. It was funny to go back and read that article. Very memorable part of that movie. Anyway, number five, Team America, of course, connecting with special teams. Number five, this television series has aired since 1989 and was hosted by Tom Bergeron, the show's longest-running host, from 2001 to 2015. Several international versions also exist, including Britain's You've Been Framed, which ran from 1990 to 2022. All right, that show, I remember it more with Bob Saget, but that is America's Funniest Home Videos. America's Funniest Home Videos connecting with Team America. Number six, premiering in 2000, this internet cartoon introduced a quirky cast of characters, including Strong Bad, The Cheat, as well as other companions. All right, that is Homestar Runner, connecting with America's Funniest Home Videos. Homestar Runner, I remember a lot of people liked that. I never watched it. So I never got those jokes. Anyway, number seven, this Toon Squad member debuted in 1949 and has since been an expert in evading mail order gadgets and contraptions. The Toon Squad, that was the basketball team in Space Jam made up of all the Looney Tune characters. The Looney Tune character I'm talking about, Roadrunner, who was able to evade all of the Acme this, Acme that gadgets and contraptions that Wile E. Coyote would set up to try to get the Roadrunner. So Roadrunner connecting with Homestar Runner. All right, number eight. This is a 1957 novel by Jack Kerouac, which follows the characters Sal Paradise and Dean Moriarty. All right, that would be On the Road, connecting with Roadrunner. Number nine, we got another book, published in 1963 with the subtitle The Simplest Seuss for Youngest Use. This book made headlines in 2014 when a patron of the Toronto Public Library complained the book encouraged children to be violent to their fathers, thus recommended its removal and requested the library pay for damages, which resulted from the book's so-called violent message. I love that story. So-called violent message. Hop on pop. Okay, so someone clearly must have had... someone clearly must have just had their kid just jump on them. Must have hurt. It would hurt. I'm sorry. I just don't see how that's the Toronto Public Library's fault. Either way, hop on pop, connecting with On the Road. Kind of lame to link on, but that's what I did. All right, number 10. According to the company, a shooting star appears on one in every 4 to 6 wrappers of this candy, which debuted in 1931. While the company is aware of long-standing rumors that finding one of these stars results in free candy, the company denies this was ever an official promotion. Okay, I'm glad that that wasn't just something that was in my head growing up. I'm glad that this was sort of like an urban myth, right? I'm talking about the Tootsie Pop. The Tootsie Pop. Tootsie Pop connecting with Hop on Pop. I always would save those, right? I would always save those wrappers thinking that they were worth something, that they were worth free candy. I never tried to redeem them, but I guess some stores would honor it, but more just to be nice than because they had to. Anyway, that was round number one, short answer chain. Coming up, we got round number two, short answer themes. All right, round number two, short answer themes. I'm doing this one a little bit differently than normal. So I have 10 short answer items, each relating to a common theme. Today's theme is umbrellas. So while often the theme is included within the names of the items, today that won't always be the case. Some of the items might have the word umbrella or umbrellas in their name. Others might just be kind of associated with umbrellas. It should make sense. All right, let's get going. It always makes more sense once you get playing. Item number one, the history behind this character by P.L. Travers was the subject of a 2013 biographical drama, Saving Mr. Banks. Item number two, this action comedy film franchise debuted in 2014 and features protagonists who use special umbrellas in combat. Sometimes as a ballistic shield, other times as a grappling hook, and sometimes just as a bludgeon. All right, number three. This is the name of a comic book series by Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance. A Netflix series based on these comics debuted in 2019, with its fourth and final season scheduled to debut in 2024. All right, item number four. Which celebrity wore an umbrella hat while golfing in 1996's Space Jam? Did I make two Space Jam references already? I swear, that's random. Either way, was it A, Michael Jordan, B, Larry Bird, C, Bill Murray, or D, Wayne Knight? Which one of those celebrities wore an umbrella hat while golfing in Space Jam? All right, number five. In which sitcom did the character Tracy McConnell accidentally leave behind her yellow umbrella at a St. Patrick's Day party? Was it A, Two Broke Girls, B, Modern Family, C, How I Met Your Mother, or D, The Middle? All right, number six. Born in 1988, this artist is associated with the following lyrics. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying to tell ya that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. What artist is behind those lyrics? All right, number 7. Often wielding an umbrella, this comic book supervillain has been portrayed in film by Burgess Meredith, Danny DeVito, and Colin Farrell. All right, number 8. Gene Kelly and his umbrella can be seen singing and dancing in this 1952 theatrical musical. All right, number 9. The wand of this Harry Potter character is an umbrella. Which character am I talking about? Is it A, Luna Lovegood, B, Hagrid, C, Sirius Black, or D, Newt Scamander? And then number 10. You know I wasn't going to finish this round without something having to do with Rihanna's hit song, Umbrella. This is a sing-along. I'm going to start off some lines, and then I'm going to leave you hanging. You got to finish the line. Here it goes. When the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. What are those next 10 words? Said I'll always be your friend. Okay, you fill in that blank. You sing along. Okay, we went over those once. Hold tight. We're going to go over those again, and I'll give you those answers right away. Let's do this. Number 1. The history behind this character by P.L. Travers was the subject of the 2013 biographical drama Saving Mr. Banks. Yeah, that was Tom Hanks acting as Walt Disney. That was the Mary Poppins movie, right? Mary Poppins. So the story behind Mary Poppins. She carries an umbrella. She flies on it, kind of. All right, number 2. This action comedy film franchise debuted in 2014 and features protagonists who use special umbrellas in combat, sometimes as a ballistic shield, other times as a grappling hook, and sometimes just as a bludgeon. Pretty awesome movies. I am talking about Kingsman. Pretty fun. All right, number 3. This is the name of a comic book series by Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance. A Netflix series based on these comics debuted in 2019, with its fourth and final season scheduled to debut in 2024. All right, I just learned that the guy from My Chemical Romance did this show. That is Umbrella Academy. I've heard of the show. I guess I knew it was a comic book. I don't know it very well, but I know it has an umbrella in it. Probably more than one. Now I know that Gerard Way is behind it. Very cool. All right, number 4. Space Jam popping its way back into my game. Which celebrity wore an umbrella hat while golfing in 1996's Space Jam? Am I talking about A, Michael Jordan, B, Larry Bird, C, Bill Murray, or D, Wayne Knight? I am talking about C, Bill Murray. C, Bill Murray. All right, number 5. That's a look that needs to come back, by the way. Number 5. In which sitcom did the character Tracy McConnell accidentally leave behind her yellow umbrella at a St. Patrick's Day party? Is it A, Two Broke Girls, B, Modern Family, C, How I Met Your Mother, or D, The Middle? All right, that would be C, for the second question in a row, C, How I Met Your Mother. File that one away. I like to choose C. I'm a teacher, and when I write multiple choice tests, quizzes, I always give C a little extra love. It was kind of my lucky one back in school. If I didn't know the answer, I'd always guess C. So it's kind of a tribute to that. Tribute to Teenage Sam. All right. Not important. Number six, born in 1988, this artist is associated with the following lyrics. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying to tell ya that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. That is such a good song. All right, that song is Rainbow. The artist, Kacey Musgraves. All right, number seven, often wielding an umbrella, this comic book supervillain has been portrayed in film by Burgess Meredith, Danny DeVito, and Colin Farrell. All right, that would be the Penguin from Batman. I'm self-conscious about Batman references and, frankly, How I Met Your Mother references. I swear, I X out potential Batman items because I don't want to make this all about Batman. I definitely X out anything Green Bay Packer. I try to not make things about me, but yeah, this time both a Batman and a How I Met Your Mother one in one round, plus two appearances of Space Jam already. It happens. It's all random. All right, number eight. Gene Kelly and his umbrella can be seen singing and dancing in this 1952 theatrical musical. Yes, I am talking about Singing in the Rain. All right, number nine. The wand of this Harry Potter character is an umbrella. Is it A, Luna Lovegood? Is it B, Hagrid? C, Sirius Black? Or D, Newt Scamander? Those of you who are not Harry Potter people, you probably all just guessed C, Sirius Black, because I just explained how I like to favor C a little bit, but no, it is B, Hagrid. Hagrid. All right, number 10, the sing-along. You need to finish these lyrics from Rihanna's hit song, Umbrella. When the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. What are those next 10 words? Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath. I'ma stick it out to the end. And I'ma is considered one word. Took an oath. I'ma stick it out to the end. What a great song. I love that song. All right. That was round number two. Short answer themes. The theme being umbrella. We got one more round for you. Round number three coming up. Acrostics. All right, round number three, acrostics. For this round, I have 10 short answer items. Now, the first letter of each of these 10 items, when strung together, will spell out a 10-letter word, like an acrostic poem you had to do in elementary school. So here is a clue for the 10-letter word. The clue for the 10-letter word. Throughout the presidency of Ronald Reagan, this brand of the president's favorite candy was gifted to visiting heads of state, diplomats, and other White House guests. So for the acrostic, I use the brand name of this candy. All right, now let's get to the questions. Number one, this is the title of a tragedy by William Shakespeare, which tells the story of a historical political assassination. Item two. This 1,083-foot-tall structure was originally built to serve as the entrance gateway to the 1889 World's Fair. Number three. For this one, we're going to have a little fun with flags. So the flag of this country has two horizontal red stripes separated by one larger horizontal white stripe with a green cedar tree in the center. What country am I talking about? Number four, this four-time champion and four-time MVP was drafted first overall out of St. Vincent St. Mary High School in 2003. Number five, Belgrade was the capital city of this country, which formed after World War I and remained in existence until 1992. Number 6, Duran Duran, Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, and Dexy's Midnight Runners all originated from this English city. Number 7, this author's experiences as an ambulance driver during World War I inspired his 1929 novel, A Farewell to Arms. All right, number 8. This pop group was fronted by a guy named Rich, who one summer went up to a gal and told her she looked like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch, which he had previously mentioned he was into that look, so. Anyway, what pop group am I talking about? Number 9. This Norse god, who is often considered a master of deception and mischief, has been portrayed within the Marvel Cinematic Universe since 2011. And number 10. Real graduates of this school include Bill and Hillary Clinton, as well as George W. and George H.W. Bush. Fictional graduates include Rory Gilmore of the Gilmore Girls and Nick Carraway of The Great Gatsby. All right, pause now if you need more time. We'll go over those again. We'll get you those answers. Again, the acrostic, the 10-letter acrostic. Throughout the presidency of Ronald Reagan, this brand of the president's favorite candy was gifted to visiting heads of state, diplomats, and other White House guests. What is the brand name of this candy? Here we go. Number 1. This is the title of a tragedy by William Shakespeare, which tells the story of a historical political assassination. All right, that tragedy, Julius Caesar. So we're starting things off with a J. Number 2. This 1,083-foot-tall structure was originally built to serve as the entrance gateway to the 1889 World's Fair. That would be the Eiffel Tower. So we're at J-E. All right, number 3, little fun with flags. The flag of this country has two horizontal red stripes separated by one larger horizontal white stripe with a green cedar tree in the center. I hope I painted a nice word picture for you. I am talking about Lebanon. So J-E-L. All right, number 4, this four-time champion and four-time MVP was drafted first overall out of St. Vincent St. Mary High School in 2003. All right, that was LeBron James. J-E-L-L. Okay, number 5, Belgrade was the capital city of this country, which formed after World War I and remained in existence until 1992. All right, that is Yugoslavia. J-E-L-L-Y. All right, number 6, Duran Duran, Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, and Dexy's Midnight Runners all originated from this English city. All right, that city, Birmingham. So J-E-L-L-Y-B. All right, number 7. This author's experiences as an ambulance driver during World War I inspired his 1929 novel, A Farewell to Arms. Who am I talking about? I am talking about Ernest Hemingway. So J-E-L-L-Y-B-E. All right, number 8. This pop group was fronted by a guy named Rich, who one summer went up to a gal and told her she looked like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch, which he had previously mentioned that he was into that look. Anyway, what pop group am I talking about? All right, that's a fun one. That song was Summer Girls. The band LFO. LFO. So J-E-L-L-Y-B-E-L. All right, number 9, this Norse god, who is often considered a master of deception and mischief, has been portrayed within the Marvel Cinematic Universe since 2011. All right, I am talking about Loki, right, who first appeared in the Thor movies. Okay, let me go back. J-E-L-L-Y-B-E-L-L. All right, we got one more for you. Number 10, real graduates of this school include Bill and Hillary Clinton, as well as George W. and George H.W. Bush. Fictional graduates, though, include Rory Gilmore of the Gilmore Girls and Nick Carraway of The Great Gatsby. All right, that is Yale. So the final letter is a Y. The brand name of the candy, Jelly Belly. The jelly beans. Delicious. So yeah, Yale being that final one. Yale has a lot of famous people that have graduated from there. My alma mater, UW-Eau Claire, not as much. Not as much. I was inspired to kind of Wikipedia my own alma mater after researching this question, trying to see who's the most famous UW-Eau Claire graduate. Mostly we're talking like state senators. Mostly. The dude from Bon Iver, a lot of state senators. Maybe a few other people, like the Menards family. Not a lot. Maybe I'm climbing in the ranks, though. Maybe I'm climbing in the ranks. We'll see. We will see. But to do that, you gotta subscribe, rate, and review. Ah, see what I did there? Sorry, it's late. I am recording this at like 11 o'clock at night, which is becoming a bad habit. I should not do that. I should have a must get these done before 9 p.m. rule. Anyway, I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening to these silly rounds, and thanks for listening to me babble at the end of these silly rounds. I do have an announcement. The next live trivia game, it's going to be Friday, January 26th at 8 p.m. Central. Those are played live on YouTube. It's always a good time. We've had a really good turnout lately. If you want to play, the best way to get connected to that is join the Facebook group. That's where I send out the invites to play the live trivia game. Again, that I broadcast on YouTube. You send in your answers live. I score them live. It gets really competitive. Some of the teams are mad at each other right now. It's a good time, right? It's a good time. You want to get in on this. Again, Friday, January 26th at 8 p.m. Central. If you're not a Facebook person, no worries. My email address is in the show notes. You can reach out to me. That's what David did. David and the Armchair Detectives. That's what they did. And they had a good time. They're going to be back next time. Like I said, it's fun. Don't take my word for it. Take David's. Anyway, I really need to get off this microphone. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you later.